From where do these missiles-armed U.S. drones fly to target militants' hideouts in Pakistan's tribal areas at the expense of country's sovereignty? It's not a secret anymore after Pakistan's Defense Minister Ahmed Mukhtar finally admitted that drones fly from country's southwestern Shamsi Air Base. He said Pakistan has asked the U.S. to vacate the air base, something Washington till now has refused to do so.
That with regard to the Shamsi Air Base.
Caught up between public resentment and the U.S. pressure, this is what the government has to say.
U.S. was never given access to Shamsi Air Base for carrying out drone attacks. Washington was given access to the base only for surveillance purposes by the previous government. The matter had been raised of Washington's control over the base at the highest level with the U.S. government.
At the heart of the controversy is a lease agreement between Pakistan and UAE to allow Arab rulers to land at Shamsi Air Base to carry out rare bird hunting adventures. However, to great surprise of many, the UAE illegally sublet Shamsi Air Base to the Americans for launching drone attacks. Public resentment against the government has intensified after admission by Islamabad to allow U.S. to use one of Pakistan's air base for drone strikes in the tribal areas. While interestingly, all these past years, Pakistan has been condemning these drone strikes, apparently only for public consumption. Nonetheless, there is no let-up in civilian casualties. The Conflict Monitoring Center, an Islamabad-based NGO, in its latest report has counted 50 drone attacks during the first 6 months of this year. 371 people were killed.
They claim one day that these people were the militants, and the next day the claim is busted by the local people. They come up with the dead bodies that these are our sons and children, that they are the civilians killed by these drone attacks. So there is no doubt and no dispute that 371 human beings were killed.
June was the deadliest month when American CIA killed as many as 118 people in 12 drone attacks, something that also prompted public protest. Right activists point out that more than 2,400 people have been killed in U.S. drone strikes in tribal areas since 2004. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.